Thank you. place inside a mellow race. But when it kicks, the sky's on fire and but I still can follow through. song too. This next one's called Capital Desires. Thank you. be our last song. It's called Fire in the Den. Next, we got Steel Sorrow coming from, Gorham and Berlin.
All right. It is June 10th, 2017. We're in the middle of a field in New Hampshire, and we have Thursday Tories.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Being interviewed for the MT Field Unit podcast. Let's go around the horn and you guys tell me who you are, starting with you.
I'm Andrew Morrissey, and I play drums.
I'm Brayden Baird. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Jordan. I forget to sing my harmonies, and I play bass.
Right on.
Yeah.
So I guess the big question is, why do you do it?
Well, these are like my two best friends in the world, and this is kind of one of the ways that we were able to hang out, because the drummer lives so far away. But it feels just good, you know? It feels like... feel alive.
I think it's what music should do.
Yeah.
Is make a person transcend their surroundings and just sort of lose track of space and time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. And also, like we were talking about, it's like, we don't really, we play music that more so we try to tell a story throughout it, in a way, if that makes sense, but...
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we just love the storytelling.
Yeah.
To set up an atmosphere. Like,
I think we're all Irish, right?
We are all Irish.
You're Irish, I'm Irish.
Yeah.
I guess everyone's Irish, right?
Yeah. So what we actually do, we just kind of drink a bunch of Guinness and jam out. It's a great way to channel your emotions and try to, you know, discover something about yourself.
Yeah.
Because the moment you hear these weird echoes and you realize, this is a weird I'm okay with, you learn something about yourself. You learn that you're maybe capable of some crazier stuff than you once knew. So. Throw on the delay and the reverb, some tremolo, call yourself the Thursday Tories, and get drunk.
Makes sense to me. I'd read somebody somewhere who described music as being intuitive data.
Intuitive data.
Intuitive data. And it's up to the listener to be able to decode the intuitive data.
Oh, that's good.
This intrinsic
I like that.
Data.
Damn.
Yeah. Comes from the... Where does this data come from?
Indeed, where does it
from
come
from? From the mind, right? It's all from the mind.
The collective mind?
The collective mind.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
The body, perhaps? At what point can you produce the same thing? Like, if I were to lop off your hand, would you have, that album that took 6 years, how would that have changed that for you?
Indeed. I would probably would have played a lot more slide guitar.
Almost
yeah,
slide
there
guitar.
You go.
Guitar.
So I guess it's like a physical thing. That's cool.
It really is. I mean, because, I don't know, I study martial arts, and I'm very much into the flow of ki.
Oh, yes.
And I think music, when it's done right, achieves the same effect. You can just kind of feel it flowing through you.
Yeah.
And it's almost a zen thing. You're not playing the music is playing you. Mm. And you're just the conduit for it.
Oh, man.
Music is like, almost like DMT, I'd say. In its own way,
so?
It's a natural substance that's created by yourself that you express. And it only happens when you create it. Just like death, which is some creation that happened, you release DMT. Instead, we release music.
I just kind of think of music in sharps and flats. I don't really have an attachment to it like that. That's pretty out there, dude. You should maybe talk to someone else about
makes you
that.
Feel.
So it's more of a mathematical equation.
Oh, it can be. It's not the same if you try to get it on paper and in math and try to figure out, okay, you know, I'm going to play a fifth and he's playing a first or whatever. And it's just not the same. You got to feel the distance. There's nothing wrong with distance. There's nothing wrong with a first and a second being played at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the setup and what comes before and after and the atmosphere you kind of created for that dissonance.
Definitely. I'm all about dissonance myself. I mean, because it is what you make it.
Yeah. You accidentals, know. You know, just mistakes you call accidentals, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The best ones. Yeah, dude, we just, that was a sick ending, right? Where we both stopped at different times.
And then, like, played slowly back into the beat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Zappa said it best. He said that a mistake is simply a new arrangement.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I love it.
That's certainly a great way of pulling your ass out of the fire.
Yeah, you know.
Make a mistake.
Then everything's right. I don't know.
It's only a mistake if you fuck up and you can't get anything after that. You fuck up twice.
Yeah,
you gotta
right.
fuck up twice to fuck up. That's my opinion.
Whoa.
Because you can mess up and you can catch yourself.
If you mess up, you do it again a second time to make it seem like it wasn't a mess up.
Exactly, yeah.
Double down.
Right? All right, cool. It's getting really noisy, so hard to talk.
Signing off.
Yeah.
Much love.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
Rock on. Rock on.